Welcome to the Hatch podcast for Hive.
Eric Ruder from Sheffield Young Writers, reading trophies. What could be a more iconic Welsh smell than dead sheep? Rain and rot had worked away at those carcasses sitting at the foot of the Glidders, with empty eye sockets and patchy wool coats waving in a bitter wind. One was half buried in a bracken thicket, a colossal slimy skeleton of a ram, sporting cracked and fleshy horns a foot long or more, missing a jawbone and most of its legs. Another, a ewe, more recently dead, was mostly free of exterior damage, save a torn open belly that whistled and burped when she was jumped on, for a bet. The last was barely a corpse at all, a lamb, once, now little more than a pile of vertebrae, a skull and miscellaneous joints, lying in a sad little depression in the grass. Each corpse with its own story, its own state of decay. The ram's bones were covered in a sticky bacterial sheen like expired milk, wilted cabbage, mouldy liver. The ewe let loose a constant stream of stench from a newly created orifice of vomit and excrement, congealed blood, a hint of vinegar, rotten eggs, and the lamb was positively marinated in it. There were a patch of grass under its bones, yellowing in the stink. But these perfumes, to a select troop of girls and boys, would evoke not disgust and revolt, or at least not as much as to you or me, but memories of glorious expedition, of camaraderie, each other's company, and a triumphant return, clutching trophies, skulls, pieces of spine, hooves, and woolly hides, all the way back to England.